Hi and welcome to episode 10 of the Telltale Gamers Werewolf Game. At the beginning of this episode you will hear a conversation that takes place between Bogdan and Theo, and this is Theo letting Bogdan know about his history and also about how his father has emerged and is starting to cause a little bit of trouble. Hope you enjoy, and here it is.
Hello.
Fair chance to look at the email. I know you've opened it.
Congratulations for being able to turn on read reports. Would you like a biscuit? What did you expect me to say? I'm at last glad that you're not being so fucking enigmatic. A little bit of honesty is muchly appreciated.
As you can see, there is a valid reason.
So you're not just a dick?
No, I'm not.
Always nice to know.
I've sent the email to the others as well.
Couldn't you have just called us all together and told us personally, face to face?
No.
Or was it easier to do it that way?
I think it's easier to do it that way for me.
Okay.
It's been difficult.
What are the chances of your dad turning up and trying to kill us all?
No, that was settled in one place for a little while. Quite high.
Great.
His magic is focused towards finding things.
I can't imagine that's going to make you popular with the rest of the group, you know?
Yep. Thought so. My aim was actually not to stick around, if you want me to be really honest. Do what I had to, and then scoot off.
Unfortunately, someone's given you a house.
And a library.
Let's hope it doesn't get burnt down.
I wanted you to find out first because, please don't be offended by this, you are sometimes a little volatile.
Compared to Mishka? Really?
And I appreciated your honesty. I know we've not really ever seen eye to eye on a few things, but hopefully this can shed light on why.
It explains a lot. I do appreciate you sending it me first.
Obviously, I will be speaking to the other two as well.
Mm-hmm.
In a matter of course.
Yes. Well.
Thank you.
So, I think you probably should brief everyone as soon as possible.
Well, as I say, I'm waiting for the others to read it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. When he strikes, he'll strike quickly and without warning. I've tried my best to put some guards for myself. I hide a lot. I'm very good at doing that. And also, I'd rather keep my true name to an absolute minimum.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Just hope that the others are fairly forgiving.
Yes, I'd be more concerned about them than me, to be honest.
As I mentioned in the email, they are good reasons.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm fine. Well, as long as I don't get killed, I'll be annoyed if I get killed.
I'll try not to let that happen.
Right, so can we have a recap of what happened previously, please?
So, end of last session. What happened was this. Myself, Mishka, has gainfully employed Bogdan to blow up a select few properties which are in my name, Leona's mother's place, dispose of mucho and his place. So we have effectively blown up most of London. We are now moving down to the rather large plot of land that I have purchased and previously built on in the south, on the southeast coast of England. And we left it with London ablaze, which was scarily life-imitating art from the last 2 weeks.
At some point in time, I also used my sense of prey gift to track down Abby. I attempted to send her a warning, and in return ended up receiving a new Facebook picture of me unconscious after she clubbed me with a baseball bat. I feel we have an understanding now.
It definitely was an interesting...
Mm-hmm.
How about Theo? What sort of things did Theo do?
Well, obviously, I've been contacting the spirit court, trying to bargain safety for the Metis Cub.
Mm-hmm.
Also, had to think long and hard about my own future within the pack and the fact that I can't be a transient being anymore. I've got to, I'm staying with the pack. Because of this, I've recently sent an email to the pack explaining certain past histories, something I really wanted to keep hidden from them. But I have now got to expose those secrets to them. So I'm just racing to see how the others are going to react to this.
Okay.
I'm also waiting for the answer from the Spirit Courts regarding the future of the Cub.
So effectively what you're saying is Theo has exposed himself to the pack.
His secrets. His secrets. And by secrets I don't mean...
Theo exposed his special place.
Genitalia. A very, very bad man.
What about you, Leona?
Yes.
Anything that you did last session that
I became crippled and then got healed. That was pretty much it.
She's got a scar.
A new scar, other than that.
Okay.
You gave me a look that said you were going to kill me when I said I was blowing your mum's house up.
Yeah.
So Leona became bloodthirsty.
Yeah, Leona became bloodthirsty. No, I think she had some shit kicked out of her.
No, I was doing very well, thank you very much.
Up until the point he hit you.
Up until the point that they both decided to attack me. I was having a threesome.
Okay, so...
Fighting.
Stop.
You had the meeting with the person who materialised in the front room of Mishka's. You've obviously now spoken to him. You've moved place and you are now situated in your new
area.
It took pretty much most of the night for your convoy of trucks and stuff like that to move things on and get things set up and stuff like that. But over the past couple of days, things have pretty much got back to normal. You're now settled into your new area, your new base of operations, might be a best thing to call it. And things have been quite quiet. It's kind of been a nice... It's basically, at the minute, you're in the eye of the storm, so it's been a nice respite for you to gain your thoughts and figure out what plans you have and what's your next step with all the problems that you have and the situations that you've got. So at the moment, you're all pretty much in the front room of the main mansion and just all together.
How's the child? I enacted right of the questions down last week so that I always know its rough whereabouts, but most importantly, its health.
It's fine. It's asleep at the moment.
He's
asleep at the moment, and so you've been given some free time as well, obviously, as he's sleeping.
Brilliant. I know the email's gone to Bogdan. Has it gone to the other two?
Yes.
Can I send some pride and find out where Abby is?
Mm-hmm. At the moment, she's not in England.
Where is she then?
Scotland.
She's Wales. In America.
The thinking is quite precise, actually.
Even if it doesn't, even if you haven't been to the place yourself, you know. Does it tell you the location?
You got a book?
No.
Behind you.
On that laptop.
You're okay. Shutting down.
Okay.
That's the new move.
All I'm thinking is, though, if you go to a map and go, you can just go, she's here.
Effectively, yeah.
Yeah.
I get the feeling you can, because it is a...
It's a horrendous
But if you're, say, if you're in the middle of nowhere and you go, I need to find so-and-so, does it tell you the location, or do you just have a direct sense in which direction that person is?
Oh, sure.
It tells you their location.
Just, yeah. I'm not disbelieving anyone.
No, it's such a good gift.
The player can track them down as rapidly as he can travel. It's an unerring sense of direction. So
I think you'd know rough direction as to where she would be then.
Yeah. Okay, that's
not
a problem.
Rather than exacting locations the way that routes.
Yeah, see, but you go get Google Maps and you can sit in front of the computer and you have a look and yeah. Washington.
Okay. I'm gonna try and be more specific. Then I'm going to send her a photo of the bump on my head. I'm going to fax it through to the florist and send her a bunch of roses.
Okay. It's handy that you know a florist then, isn't it?
She's here, staying, Abby. Good shot.
She's staying in one of the hotels in Washington. You find your dress and you organise some flowers to be sent to her.
Yeah.
I'd like her to know that I can keep an eye on her.
What are the rest of you guys doing?
I'm in the library reading.
Okay.
So he's not in the main mansion then? No. He's in the Great Hall.
You check your emails and you receive an email from Theo.
I shall be reading that while I'm doing what I'm doing, which is currently sorting some problems.
Okay.
Or making a list of problems to sort in what order.
Okay.
A list of problems.
A list of problems. There are so many, I need a lift. Nothing, I've just gained a
what
list.
What time is it?
It's
a bad lift.
Mid-afternoon now.
And what have we been doing all day?
Really been sorting out your own areas. Like Theo has been sorting out his library, well, sorting out the library and what access he has to what books, what resources he
has.
Did
we know you paid a visit to me?
Bogdan has been tracking down.
I'm trying to figure out if I used to.
Abby.
It depends if you've got me on Facebook.
Other random things.
I need to speak to Mishka. Actually, I've just had an idea for one of these spare rooms.
Okay.
That are doing nothing.
Or possibly my blog.
And Mishka's been busy with paperwork and
Bogdan
getting all the stuff sorted for his new.
Recovering the vast quantity of resources Mishka lost.
Are the grounds.
This has
that
been
we've,
expensive.
Are the grounds that we've got wooded?
Yeah, in places.
I'm going to go for a little run.
Okay.
They're very wooded.
Going for a run, air quote.
Okay.
Oh, are we talking four-legged running?
Yes.
Enjoy.
Okay, you make your way out to the grounds. It's a lovely...
No hunting the deer, it's out of season.
It's a lovely sunny day.
Yes, I have deer.
You make your way into the wooded area. As you walk out the mansion, you can come round and then you can walk into the wooded area which starts over here.
Sure, there's another one.
You shift and then you just...
Tear ass.
Yeah. Wicked. Are you... You calling
Wicked.
Mishka?
Sorry?
Are you contacting Mishka, did you say?
Yeah, I'm going to send him a text.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your phone.
I should look at my phone.
When you got a moment, can you come to the library, please? It's what it says.
Okay.
I need to employ myself a PA!
No.
You mean, bet you already are?
No, I'm not.
Excuse me, Jessica Smith is my PA.
Fuck.
Have you by these short and curlies? Anyway. Now I have my list of problems to deal with in the correct order they need dealing with in.
Right.
I'm going to the library. It's a hell of a bloody walk, though.
Yes, it is. Golf caddy.
I'm getting on my Segway.
Watch out for the cliff.
Don't look at
chimpanzee
God, it took them long enough.
Okay, you make your way to the library. Pull up outside. Get off your Segway. Walk in.
Okay. I've just walked it. Make the Segway thing.
Okay. I've got the Segway.
Okay, that's cool.
I was going to say, it's a hell of a big place.
Yeah.
The sort of compound we're in. Bear in mind.
More of a Bogdan thing than a Mishka thing.
Yeah.
It's probably got blades on the wheels as well.
Probably also loaded with C4 for that emergency explosion.
Has like what kit has the, when you press the button, you can jump in the air.
Super pursuit.
Yeah, that scared me too.
On a Segway.
Yeah.
Right. I shall walk in through the Great Hall.
Okay.
Check on the decal to make sure everything is where it still should be.
It is.
And I shall walk upstairs to the library.
The decal.
The Great Hall, in one place, is double-heighted,
mm-hmm.
with a balcony, with basically a big square cut out of it, in which the library runs across.
And there's rooms off to the side.
No, there's no rooms upstairs. There is a couple of private chambers.
Downstairs?
Yes, there are a couple of private chambers downstairs for the Great Hall. Yes.
That's what...
I'm still yet to draw the floor plans for all of the buildings, I am sorry.
Really
well, there's some spare rooms, and this is what I want to speak to you about.
I shall hunt you down in the library. It may take some time. In fact, no. I text you. Downstairs, come here.
Big room at the end.
Talk.
Big room at the end.
Angry cornflakes.
I should make my way towards you in this case. Theo!
Okay, you hear Mishka shouting your name. It echoes through the halls.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sounds good. And I shall storm to the big room at the end.
Okay.
Kick the door open. Actually, no. Fresh door, fresh varnish. I should open the door carefully.
Yeah. I have lots of maps in here. Big room. Right. I understand you've got lots of money.
I had.
Right.
I'm working on making it back.
I have an idea for this room.
Continue.
A map room. Big table in the middle.
It appears to already be a map room. Or no, a room of maps.
These are the maps I've dragged in from the library.
Okay. I'm assuming the library is to your taste, then.
The bits I've seen, thank you very much, very nice.
Quite all right.
Some of the maps are a little bit old. Big table in the middle here. I've charcoaled, and as you can see, I've made some chalk marks on the stone floor. That's the sort of size we need.
That's Italian marble. You have chalked on my Italian marble floors.
It'll brush off. but that's the sort of table we need.
Large table.
Huge, huge. For maps.
Oak.
Because of this.
Beech.
Heavy.
Oak. English. Oh.
Heavy.
Yes. We can do table.
Doesn't necessarily have to be expensive, just big. And we can put the maps on there and we can plan.
If you find the table, it will come.
I was thinking having some sort of storage on the sides for architectural maps.
While he's talking, I'm going to get my phone out. I'm going to start texting the architect for this place. Saying, need you here, now! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark.
I just think it might be better. Perhaps some sort of display over there. Bogdan might be able to help with that one.
I have people who can do these things. Mm-hmm. Yes, Bogdan occasionally is quicker. But I have people who can do these things.
Extremely quicker.
And have you got somewhere for a possible main gate?
Take your pick.
Right.
You have some rather large grounds. This place I have just solely bought on the purpose of we make it ours. Right. You want to do stuff to the room, you do it to the room.
Well, I was thinking for the next place, I'm going to walk
just,
back.
Just stop. Stop!
Right, what?
I've got somebody coming to talk to you about all this. Okay. They will take your ideas and they will make them happen. He will be here. I look at my phone. Has he texted me back yet?
Yes.
How long is he going to be?
30 minutes.
He'll be here in half an hour. He's a very nice chap.
Right.
He designed this whole place.
I just think forewarned is forearmed, that's all.
Yes. Thank you for your email. We will talk about that at some point. It is on my list of things to do.
Okay.
I am not going to wait around for yet another bunch of people, or person, to come and start hunting this pack down.
Nice. Thank you. I'll make more plans.
Not a problem. You make plans for here. Enjoy. I'm going to go try and find out what the hell everybody else is up to. When Jeff gets here, I will send him your way.
Jeff.
Jeff. It's a reasonable architect's name.
That's fine.
His name is Jeff Harrison.
Make a note of that, don't forget it. Bogdan?
Theo, make a note of the architect's name.
What are you doing?
Decorating. I've got posters and things that need to go up.
Okay.
I'm trying to work out whether I need more posters or whether I should just spread them further.
Beach.
Because it's a slightly bigger place than I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
Wiring some things in as well.
Okay.
Obviously his network cabling wasn't anywhere near up to the standard that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
It was a rush job near the end. Give me credit.
So, yeah, there's blue tax, there's posters, there's wire, there's hammers, there's occasional thumb hitting.
Lots of swearing then.
And Bogdan's current taste of loud noisy dubstep.
Okay. So, pass me a piece of paper, please.
I'm going back to my list of stuff that's gone wrong.
There you go. Okay, so
I think I have my issues in the wrong order. Problems to deal with in the correct order. Metis Child, the new pack problems, including the Hive of the Broken Star, Project Reborn stroke Our Visions, your issues, and the apocalypse.
I like how you spelt Theo with an I on it as well. Theoi?
Well, technically that's meant to be an apostrophe, yes, but it's my terrible spider handwriting. So effectively, the apocalypse is now bottom of my list of priorities, even outranked by Theo's issues.
I haven't even got a list. I'm just cabling things.
And Fine. Also you need to Speak. Add on there, why is Steve in India?
Who?
Did I tell you that Steve was in India?
No. We also don't know that he paid a visit to Abbey, which is a shame.
Because I just do things.
Yep. I have...
I came back feeling a bit woozy with a lump on my head.
Yeah,
okay. I feel you probably just assumed it was something you best not ask about.
I've got a cup of tea, criminy.
Okay, so...
I'm going to start drawing floor plans out.
I'm going to go round each one of you. So I know what you're going to be doing.
Physically, you're going to have to
You
go
can
round.
Draw your own floor plan out.
No, I get stuck. I'm going to go around and just talk about what you're going to do for the rest of the day, and then, you know, what are your long-term plans, and what, you know, what plans need to be put into motion ASAP. So, Bogdan.
The discovery of can you paint ceilings on a Segway?
Well, can you?
I don't know. Do you think I can?
I think you can.
Then I can.
What's your dexterity score?
3.
Yes, you can.
So that's what I'm doing. It's a bit patchy, but it's getting done a lot faster.
Werewolf riding on a Segway. Doesn't matter.
To the tune of...
I'm liking it.
Thankfully, everywhere in this place is reasonably soundproofed. For God's sake,
door open.
I'm fully aware. Yeah, you're in a separate wing to everybody else. There are rather thick doors between you and everywhere else.
What is Bogdan's... Other than get obviously getting ruined, what is in the head of Bogdan? What is he plan to do?
I've got to live here. I'm making it my home.
Oh, he's a veteran.
Other than that, really. I'm...
What's the deal with Abby?
Excuse me.
I'm amused by Abby. Mm. She could have killed me. That's intriguing. I'm trying to track down some way of contacting her.
Okay.
I've got some searches running while I do my paintings and stuff like that.
Okay.
Because I'm now not entirely convinced that she's the enemy. Or not entirely the enemy. Maybe just misguided. So I'm going to see...
Mishka?
Mishka is going to be spending quite possibly the rest of the day tucked in an office.
Mm-hmm.
On the phone, making calls to business people. And generally trying to recoup some of the things that's already been lost and letting relevant people know that, no, he wasn't in the area when his house blew up, so he's fine, but only the people who need to know that. And as far as everybody's concerned, him being dead is a fairly reasonable, or him being missing at the minute is a fairly reasonable thing. I'll be in contact with good old Uncle Petrov. I can't actually remember what I called my original uncle, but he's now going to be known as Uncle Petrov.
Okay.
Who is a werewolf of the Silver Fangs back in Russia.
Okay.
And a fairly high-ranking one on the House of the Sun, via his dad, to try and track down anything to see if news of these new packs forming over here has got over there, and if there's anything help-wise they can send. And not really what else to do. He's going to try and basically just sort everything out, wait for everybody else to settle down, and then start talking to the pack as a whole about where we're going, what we're doing next, and who we kill first. Because after reading Theo's note, he is rather sick and tired of being hunted and has decided he's going to turn into the hunter. So he's going to track people down and kill them off one by one.
Right. Okay.
He's going to remove his problems.
Okay, that's cool. I like that.
And dealing with the apocalypse is the bottom of his list and just has an next to it.
Whatever.
There's not really a fat lot I can do about that. It's going to happen. But he also would quite like one of the people at the House of the Moon, or try and track down some of the House of the Moon people from the Silver Fang tribe to see if they can help him understand what his visions might mean and if they're likely to come to pass, etc, etc. He needs help, so he's going to the people he knows can help, which is family and pack, seeing as Alfred seems to be tied up recently.
Quite literally.
Yes, because your mum's a kinky bitch.
What about you, Leona?
Also, quite literally.
What about you? What am I doing today?
Mm-hmm.
Just chilling out for a bit, just getting some time on my own. I'm still a little bit overwhelmed by everything that's gone on in the last couple of weeks, so just...
Spoiled little rich kid, did you proud.
Take that how you will. Just, you know, kicking back, chilling out. At some point, I am going to go and sit. Do we still have the two prisoner werewolves, or did we blow them up?
I think I forgot to take them out.
I thought we took them.
I don't know. Did we take the two prisoner werewolves? No, we still got them.
We took them out.
Okay.
I'm just going to go and sit and stare at them.
Yeah, because almost definitely wouldn't have condoned killing them. Not there,
actually, I wouldn't have done either. I wouldn't have condoned killing them. There's me. I'm fairly ambiguous about life.
You go to where they're being held.
The mood he was in when it all went off, I don't think he would have cared.
And as you walk in, they both look up at you and kind of snarl at you.
Really?
Oh, that was the other one. Hang on.
Did I run out of gas? Have I forgot to hook up the gas again?
Yeah.
Oh, well. I'm decorating.
With a segue?
Oh, yeah.
Going to sit in there.
What might go spend some time with your mother?
Hmm?
Let us go.
I'm not speaking to him.
Why are you treating us like this?
I'm going to text Leona.
Your phone starts to beep.
What happens when things are on you and you go in the water?
They break.
Then my phone's not working. I went for a swim.
As a guru?
Yeah.
It fell off before you hit the water.
I need a new phone.
Have you dedicated to clothes?
Yeah.
That'll be fine.
The phone will be dedicated with in the pocket.
Your phone beeps.
No. I'm in here to intimidate. Well. Shut up! I can intimidate.
Did this come from your mouth?
Yeah.
Skinny little chav girl.
Not little.
Make a roll.
Rolling.
Go away. They've already taken my wallet off me and I don't have a bike.
I've come a looting.
And I'm not really in any position to go into the shop to buy some white lightning for you.
I'm just sitting in the room. I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting in there.
No, that's good.
And I'm not talking to him.
After a while they stop talking. They stop talking as well.
Oh, in the where they are, there will be no reflective objects.
Okay.
None.
It'll be as matte black as Bogdan's ceiling.
Indeed. There won't be a mirror, there won't be a shiny object, they will get plastic plates and cutlery. Nah.
How long have you been in your house so far?
2 weeks.
Yeah? Been down here 2 weeks.
2 weeks now, yeah.
What?
Couldn't have the.
Which is scary, the fact that Bogdan's still decorating after 2 weeks. How many times have you repainted it?
Yeah.
I'm imagining that your decorator's painted it some kind of biscuit colour.
Pass me another piece of paper, please.
Yeah, except for my section, which is all decorated to my taste.
Exactly, so I'm going to have to go over it several times to get the right amount of coats.
I've probably just left it white.
No,
I'm painting bits of it black.
That's fine.
I'm gone.
2 coats.
Yeah. I'm doing other things as well. Okay. The wiring will have took a couple of days.
Well, you know, I had to sort of spec this place out to...
In secret.
Yeah.
You're a skilled electromagnetician.
Electromagnetician.
Well, I can wire things up to explode.
So you're sparking
them. To a degree. A limit.
Have we got a piece of paper?
Network wiring is a bit more.
And to be honest...
Networks and detonators.
If he needed any help, I'm fairly certain Bogdan has the right common sense to bring somebody who knows it. Let's face it, Bogdan has a credit card with no limit. If Bogdan needs it, Bogdan gets it.
But if you told Bogdan this?
No. I've told Bogdan there's a front there. Sorry? He wants to ship things through the...
How long has it been since I told the others about the...
through customs. It's his choice. I'm not telling him if Bogdan needs it, he can put it on the card.
I've known for about a week now.
I've given you my conversation on it.
Hmm.
Have I actually managed to track her down yet? Any kind of contact details? For any front organisations, etc. Impressive.
Yes.
In that case, can I also take some time to hack into the hotel security feed to see what she did when she got given the flowers?
What are you doing?
Yeah. Make me some rolls from you, Kim.
Okay. How many successes do you need?
10 successes. Until you get them. Each dice roll is half an hour. While you're all going about, anyone got the TV, radio?
I'll have
probably. 3 hours.
I'll have a couple of TV streaming, one probably streaming business news, one on normal news, and that's probably about it.
Okay, as
silence, I've got silence on.
Okay. As you, for people who have got TVs on the way, news channel that aren't, as you're going, there is an announcement that Pentex have made an apology for what happened in Brazil, saying that it was local militia that attacked them, and they didn't want them there, so they attacked unprovoked and has caused lots of casualties. We have had some deaths in some of the civilians and students there. But following that, they also do a live feed to a Stephen Hudson, who has now started a new project with Pentec.
Where's Stephen Hudson actually? I'll check immediately as soon as I see him.
He's in New Zealand.
Where's the TV report say he is?
New Zealand.
So that's okay then?
Yeah. And they found what seems to be a large selection of, well, they're basing them.
And after I've sent that, I'm texting everybody.
Okay.
In fact, stuff it, I'll hit the intercom. All people to my study, please. Can everybody come to my study?
Where is this noise coming from? Where is this noise coming
from? Sid James is here.
Does that reach the...
Anric Mail.
Can I hear it above? Oh no, I've actually got the TV on, haven't I? So probably. If I'd still been decorating, not so much.
Do I know where his study is?
Yeah.
Yes, it's in the main... Well, it'll be in the office block somewhere.
Yeah.
Actually, no, it will be in the main room.
Okay.
I have a big study set out like the Batcave.
Well, I hear that in this very highly fortified room.
Yes. It's called an intercom for a reason.
What, the keeper of prison?
I'm getting my segue on.
I don't have a segue.
Oh, that could be fun downstairs.
I'm going to try it.
Let me a dex drive roll, please.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm going to get up, smile at the prisoners, cheerfully wave, and say, see you later. Walk out.
Dude, you would not believe it, but 4 successes, 2 of them are 10s.
No problem.
I'm make sure wheel. The door is bolted behind me.
It's designed so now I can play loud and abrasive music too.
Walking
it's
anywhere
called white
near
noise
me as I travel down the stairs on the segue.
Sleep deprivation.
2 seconds. Jane, can you make me a, Leona, can you make me a perception
alertness.
Yeah. It's definitely not awareness.
No.
If it is, she's the wrong character and I'm going to kill her.
Yeah, I'm going to swipe them for powers.
You are a pissing Highlander.
Sorry? Can we have a spiritual power? We can drain a mage and power the can.
Thus.
You've never said this before.
As you come down the stairs, when you say why, two people come walking across, they kind of look with a panic on the face, but the mage says, stop as you kind of like leap the last 3 steps, hit the floor, spin it a little bit, and then razz off down the corridor.
Losers! What you don't know is they were your cleaning team.
I don't care.
10 down team!
Okay, you eventually all make it to Mishka study.
Bearing in mind I'm speeding off at walking pace.
Eat my dust! I wonder if you could lean forward on a segue and would it go quicker?
It doesn't go quicker.
Before you get so far forward, the gyroscope gets confused and you end up going backwards.
How come it doesn't just do that then?
Gyroscope.
Yeah.
And so you say gyroscope. I read sorcery.
It's a magical imp that sits inside it.
Yeah.
Really?
Sits there permanently just adjusting weights.
Yeah.
You lean forward, he leans back. Yeah, one of those.
It's a little imping control of forces. You eventually...
I can't understand that, can you?
No.
You will eventually make it to Mishka's room where he's sitting behind his desk.
It's a big desk.
I'm trying to compensate for something.
To compensate for nothing.
He's sitting behind his desk, laptop in front, and he's staring.
There's just computer screens, laptops, phone, paperwork!
Staring contently at the screen with a bit of a
wry smile.
Yeah, on his face.
I've got the architectural maps from Jeff as well, by the way.
Oh, good.
I brought them with me.
Absolutely.
What did you text me?
Can you stop circling?
I wanted to speak to you.
You're making me feel dizzy.
obviously you do not fit to inside.
There are pressing matters.
How much did you get
prisoners? And they ain't going anywhere.
The manner? I was being intimidating.
You get that in stereo as I travel past behind you.
I don't laugh. I just look at the other men.
What? I'm fucking scary.
Anyway.
So why we're here? Why?
It seems we have been found.
What?
Yeah.
Who boy?
Well, I shall open the email and spin it round.
Okay.
Just what was sent to me. Read on.
What does email say?
Spin it on one of the big screens. Okay. It's easier to
it
read.
It appears upon one of the big screens. It says, "You have my son. Hand him over to me with the cub, and none of you shall be hurt."
What did you send back?
Do you really want to know?
Who is it sent? Yes. Who,
I've effectively said, "Bring it."
You dick.
Who is it signed by?
No one.
Couldn't have sent back son or cub. Your choice.
Well, I did say...
Son in cub-sized pieces.
Son and cub.
You see, I did turn around and say, technically it's
two
a pup,
separate,
not a cub.
My son, the cub.
No, son and cub.
So it's one of the prisoners.
Would you like to look at my emails?
I'm thinking.
Would you like to look at my emails?
If you'd like to log in.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Which is why, effectively, I've said, bring it.
I quite definitely don't want it to be him.
Have you not checked your emails recently? Oh shit, no, you haven't got...
I'm not a computer.
For God's sake, have you not looked in your room?
Let's read it.
I see you have friends. They fall and it will be your fault. Their blood will be on your hands. If you want that not to happen, hand yourself to me and the cub. So, you have to simultaneously hand yourself to your dad and the cub.
Mm-hmm. That was my reply.
Nice.
As you all... You're looking at all these emails. Another news report comes up on the TV saying Pentax. Again, it's another.
It's just really running the Pentax news channel, isn't it?
Well, no, they seem to be in the news a lot of, like, with what's gone on with the Brazil thing and other things that they supposedly are doing. But it comes up, and the news reporter states that Pentax have now started. An internal investigation into what happened at Brazil, as new evidence has come to light that it could have been some of the people who were actually doing actually helping Pentax out, who have volunteered to go through their
bollocks.
That's never going to work twice, is it?
Through their
volunteer scheme,
and
yeah, we're going to get screwed.
Four pictures come up on this TV.
We've been screwed.
And the report says Pentax are looking for these four people in connection with this, in connection with the investigation. And if anyone knows of these people, or the people, or these four people are watching this now, would you please contact this number?
Is mine a good picture?
No.
The pictures are when you two arrived at the dock, and you were you were mingling around the crowds. It's. Shots from there.
At least I haven't got my real name.
You've got mine.
I didn't use my real name either.
No, but...
Well, actually, I have never ever used my real name for a long, long time, so it's alias after alias for me.
Okay, then. So, originally one problem has now become two.
Ah, right.
In regards to the original email, that could be fun. Do we know what he looks like?
He's big, grey and wolf-like.
That's really not very helpful.
In his human form, he's like a gnarly Apache Indian.
Right. Bogdan, I feel this may be one for you.
Really?
It generally is.
Okay.
Can we see if we can find out if he's come into the country recently? I'm guessing we have his real name. I'm guessing he'll probably be using his real
aliases. But the thing is, one thing that's quite worrying is the fact that he, for as long as I've known him, is running unsavoury circles. And by unsavoury, I'm talking not the wild or the...
Are we talking spirally kind of circles?
I don't know. Could
okay.
be.
This is going to...
I'm going to phone Inspector Smith. On the segue. Hello.
Hello. What?
I've got a segue.
The hell happened?
Oh, that. You know, they're a corrupt organisation. They're in bad things. It was bound to happen eventually.
Why the hell are you on the television?
Because we...
What did you do?
Nothing on UK soil, sir. It's okay. As for anything that happened elsewhere, I'd rather not comment in this instance.
Make this quick, because if they know I'm talking to you, my ass is on the line.
Yes, yes. I'll fax you through some details. Need to know if a person has come into the country. They are very dangerous. As in, don't try and arrest them, because you'll probably get killed. Dangerous.
Right.
I can hear you pulling that face.
I am pulling that face.
I'm sorry. I'm always troublesome, aren't I? I'll send you something nice as well.
Not the donuts. Do not send me the donuts. You always... I don't know if you're taking the piss or what, but do not send the donuts.
Do police not like the donuts?
Some police do. I don't.
What do you... Are you a salad man?
That will be fine.
A nice salad, yes?
Yes.
Cucumber?
Fine.
Peppers?
Just a little.
Okay, then. I'll get one made up and sent over to you.
Thank you. That's okay. All I can do. Fax it over to me.
Will do.
What, the salad?
As I whiz past you, fax number.
Fax machine.
Do it. I've got to order a salad.
I'm not going to ask.
Okay.
He chose that number on purpose as a little tune. He thinks people will remember a salad shop better.
Hello?
Rodian, my friend.
Hello.
Is Bogdan, yeah?
Bogdan, long time no see.
Is, yeah. He's Russian, you know.
I don't care.
Okay.
Jamaican
now. In that case, he's called Rodney.
What can I do for you?
I wish to send a salad. You are the best salad man I know.
I toss salads like there's no tomorrow.
I know you do. You're the biggest and best tosser I am aware of.
Thank you.
Irony free, my friend. Irony free.
Where's it going?
It is going to Scotland Yard, Mr. Smith. Inspector Smith.
What did you do?
I did nothing. Have you turned on the TV recently?
No. 1 second. Yeah. Oh, fuck. What did you do?
Well, in this country,
nothing. Nothing in this country.
Right.
You blow some things up, some people get complainy, you know?
No more. Tell me no more.
Says he likes the cucumbers and a little bit of pepper. Mixed peppers. I think he might... The yellow ones, they're cheerful, yes?
Yes.
The cheerful
make a little smiley face.
Little radishes for eyes, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe some tomatoes for rosy cheeks.
Some carrots for spiky hair?
I'm always a little strange about carrots in salad, I must say. Maybe celery. Can we cut celery into spikes?
We could put them as bolts on the neck.
No, we're not sending Frankenstein. Make it look like me. Smiling me.
Franken salad. Right. Yes.
Little beard of, Do you think that dried seaweed stuff they do with Chinese, do you think that would work in a salad?
Shall we find out?
Yes! As a beard?
Yes.
Little almonds as teeth.
Okay.
Yes, I like that. Send that to him.
I'll get that sorted for you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, he was Jamaican, a Brummy, and then turned into Yoda at the end.
Oh, I'm shit with accents.
Rodney... The salad man.
Oh, this hurts.
I have the best contacts. I can't remember the florist, what's he called?
Sergey.
That's it.
He's ace.
Sergey, your florist, was also your hitman.
Well, no, he's just a florist now. I'm not going to force him out of retirement.
Is that because he's twice your size?
Yes. And he's also lovely.
Ishmael the Jewish forger.
I don't need to put down that he's Jewish. He's called Ishmael. I know it's playing to racial stereotypes just a little bit, but, you know, still. I don't really need to put Inspector Smith the policeman out of the door. That pretty much says itself. Right, okay.
I'm glad it's not just me who's got a sheet full of stuff that has, you know, it's just evolved from this thing.
Did you fax?
Yes.
Splendid.
Okay.
I'll be ringing security on the gates and letting them know not to let him in case he does decide to try and come through the gates.
Okay.
Or at least to let me know if he turns up.
Okay.
If they ever see him. So what do we do about Pentex then? Should we call ourselves? Should we bring ourselves in?
I was going to do that. I did nothing wrong.
It was her.
I'm going to ride out of the front door. I'll get some way away and try and phone through various things.
Ooh, gravity drive. Yeah. That's not going to be fun on a Segway.
I'll walk. I should walk up down the drive.
Okay.
Now, I need to know as much about what your father took.
How hard it is for me.
And everything else.
For me to make my phone.
You said fictitious.
What?
A grand clave.
Oh. This could hurt.
Make some...
It's rumoured he took my mum's fetish, which was a key to a moon bridge.
Yeah, we're banned. He's not coming through security, is he?
Probably not.
Four successes on the first roll.
Someone please tell me what's going on.
My dad's come to see me.
His dad bad?
To do with the email I sent you.
She's not even figured out that she's got a computer in her room that gives her access to the internet. I don't think she's actually been in her room.
Three rolls.
I have been in my room to look at it.
20, 30 minutes.
Nice, okay. Yes. I picked out all your bedding for you. Yeah. And your bed.
It's comfy.
You should look in the wardrobe.
Okay.
My father is a proud member of the Green Nation.
I am aware.
You're giving yourself leeway.
However,
he is Reaper's born.
Useful.
But adapted very well, very quickly.
To I'll ring the
bell. Being kind.
Right.
Yeah.
So your dad's a cock then, yeah?
Pretty much.
Cool. Didn't need an email to tell me that.
Daddy blames him.
For?
Everything.
Everything.
Oh, one of them. You should go on Jeremy Kyle, sorts all that sort of shit.
Who's this Jeremy Kyle?
Dodgy British talk show host.
It's good.
Chav TV.
He is Galliard.
Chav.
Yes.
And very, very well... Well, was once very well respected. Called Rome of the Ways. He never really has chosen a human name. If he has one, it would probably be, like me, alias after alias after alias.
I can know the type. Right.
Always had a pawn shop for black clothing.
Doesn't really distinguish him very well.
No, not really.
Does he have a habit for announcing himself when he turns up?
He has a flair for the dramatic, the overly dramatic.
So yes, he has a way for announcing himself when he shows. So if he turns up, say, in the middle of the night, some night, we're going to know he's arrived. Preferably before Grand Clave appears
however,
through our
however,
skulls.
I will be honest, no, historically, he never turns up first. He takes.
Okay.
And he's very, very good doing that. His last ploy is usually to announce himself. But by then, a lot of the damage has been already done.
Check him out, Charles. Cool.
She's at the end of the drive.
Okay, you phone Pentex.
He said she takes. I was just checking.
That's important to me. No offence.
No, it's fine.
I shall phone them.
You phone Pentex.
What were you doing? Are you in the same? You're not in the same room, are you?
No, he's disappeared. Hence why I was having the conversation.
It rings.
My aunt Anna didn't really know exactly what.
A lady answers the phone. Pentex, how can I help?
All right.
Hello. Yeah. Could you put me through to Mr. Hudson?
My ear's gone.
Who's calling?
Bogdan.
1 second.
My aunt Anna knows for certain. He had a grand cloak.
Crappy music.
He had a cloak of some sort, and he always used a cloak. I don't know what the cloak does.
I'm looking at my watch. Get our faces off the news.
Oh, you'll do what?
Oh, you know what I'm going to do.
What are you?
Did he?
You know what I'm going to do. I'm going to fucking kill all of you. Again. There's a way we can resolve this, and it's not this way. Play ball, and we'll talk. Don't play ball, and you'll die. What's the timing looking like?
You're into like 20 seconds.
Okay. I'm not threatening you. You know that.
Okay. Give me some time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk to you again when you hang up.
Okay, I'll hang up as well. Then I'll do things to my computer to definitely eliminate any chance of backtracing, etc., etc.
etc.
Okay, so you're making your way back into the room.
Yep. No, I've just found Hudson.
I thought that's where you were gone. Yeah. What did our darling Mr. Hudson have to say for himself?
I told him to keep our faces off the news and we'd deal with him reasonably.
And his reply was?
That we'd talk soon and he'd see what he could do.
Okay. Why does stuff always get complicated?
I get the horrible feeling. New Zealand.
We're going to need some help.
He's in New Zealand. It's miles away.
Yeah. Can you keep tabs on him?
Yeah, I check at least once a day.
Let me know when he gets back in the country.
Oh, I will. Don't worry.
No doubt you'll have probably already sorted him, but yes, you still have dibs.
I know.
Right.
Can I have a look at those security tapes now from the hotel?
Oh, my brother. Yes.
So what happens then? When she gets the flowers?
She looks up at the camera and smiles.
I was hoping for a wink, but that'll do. And how's more research for finding contact details coming?
What are you doing, Theo?
I'm describing to...
I've got notes going on about his dad.
About my dad. About? Going through all my history.
Okay.
About?
But I'm very consciously seeing what the Metis is like, the pup. Is he okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
If your dad is out and about, we need to get that we need to get that pup safe. Because that's one less thing. I'll take it he only takes things that have some meaning to you.
Well, he wants to destroy me, but not by destroying me itself, by destroying things around me.
So can you let us know if anything goes walkabout of yours? Because I'm guessing he won't be stupid enough to try anything of ours first. I'm sure he'll let you know that he's in the area.
He may not. He always strikes indirectly. He wants to cause me the misery.
Where does the moon bridge come out to in this place?
I don't know. I don't even know whether he's actually got one or not.
Well,
it's just something that my aunt once told me.
I'm thinking if we find it, then we're a little bit better off. Can we see all this place other than that from certain entrances?
You could, but I can't do it.
Okay.
It'll need an elder of some description. To be honest, I can't. The cairn hasn't been sanctified. I'm just getting something I can't do.
I think we need to talk to the elders in London.
Yeah, I think I need to speak to them as well.
Where's the nearest Silverfang elder? To me. Do I know them?
No. But you know what the newest one is, the central London way.
Yeah, I'm going to have to ring Claws the Sky, aren't I?
Yeah.
I don't really want to ring him.
While that's happening, I'm gonna have to contact Niall.
Hurry these contact Niall.
I'm gonna contact Niall.
Okay.
I think I've got a way to deal with your father. I think
he has many tricks up his sleeve.
Yes.
Many.
One thing you said makes me think I might be able to get him. Might. And if it doesn't work, I'll at least buy you time to start running.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I will start meditating.
Okay, you start meditating and eventually you...
What's Claws the Sky again?
Open your eyes.
I don't want to talk to him.
And
I'm
you
have
are
to
sitting again in the tree.
Him.
In a meadow.
No, the Glasswalker's female.
And Gnarl.
No.
Appears. He gets female.
Speaker of the World is the one in charge.
Claws
the Sky is the female guest.
His family.
So, pick my bit.
I am very sorry to hear that. Fury.
It is, though.
Yeah, I know.
But this is a battle that was
I don't
going to come
to
you.
Phone dances,
you like it or not.
I know.
That's
I know.
Glasswalker, isn't it?
Yeah.
But if not for your teachings, I would have been there.
Speak of the
World is actually
situation.
The in charge one.
I might you have done very well. You have done very well indeed. But now I do believe it's time for you to guide your own way now.
What?
I shall be here. Watching you, and I'm not leaving your side, but I believe my teachings have come to an end with you.
I can't count on you as a mentor now.
Yeah, I can advise you, yes, but I think you've reached a point, or going to reach a point fairly soon, that we both know will be a changing point. And that will change you.
So.
You're going to reach a changing point that will change you.
Yep.
I was thinking that.
I wasn't going near that.
It's a big fecking ent thing.
Okay, well, that aside, I need to talk to you about the pup. Obviously, there is now a greater incentive for the pup to be safe.
There is.
At first, we thought the pup would be in danger from larger forces, but a new force has come into the fray. You know, Rome's the lazy, very unpredictable. He destroys things which mean a lot to me, and the pup means a lot to me. In his own blind, ignorant ways, he could actually destroy what we're all striving to protect. So, haste is now of the essence.
Indeed.
I hate to press this from you, onto you, Nob, but I need to have an answer very, very soon.
And you shall. I shall return to them and tell them the slightest news, and hopefully it will push them to accept at least an audience.
I can do an audience. Thank you.
Right, take care.
And yourself too. Come to me when you have news, please.
Thank you. He fades, and you then blink, and you are inside the house again.
Anyone around me, near me?
Where did you go meditating?
Yeah, if you
I sat in a corner somewhere.
You're in the corner of the study.
Yeah, in the corner of the study.
I'm going to be, while he's doing that, I'm going to get on the phone.
Okay, who's
I'm going to have to ring, is it Spook of the Wild?
Mm-hmm.
This is called Bite the Bully, isn't it? Who are we dealing with? Spook of the Wild.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad it was him. Yeah, I'm ringing Spook of the Wild. I need to ask a huge favour.
Okay.
If you're going to get him to come over here, I think we should hide the cub while he's here.
Yeah.
And pretend that he's elsewhere.
I was in case. Pick on people's brains about werewolf politics.
Hello.
Yes, I know.
Oh, there he is.
You found your dad. He was under the table. Congratulations.
Yes, there is. Hello.
If only life was that easy.
Hello, I'm your father and I want to kill you. No, you're a figment of my imagination.
Fucking hell.
There's notes going everywhere.
Oh, it's kind of exciting, aren't it? Okay.
Phone call.
Yes, you phone.
I don't know. Don't care who answers it. I just need to speak to Spook of the Wild.
No one.
Okay. I'll hang up and I'll ring Close the Sky.
Where are we? In England?
Southeast coast. Probably just somewhere between London and Kent. But near the coastline.
Nearest large town?
Southend.
I'd probably say Cope. Kent, not Cope.
Kent is a town. I thought Kent was a
Kentish town.
Kent has a town. Well, Kent is a county.
Kentish town is London, mate.
Yeah. I don't know. I've not quite placed it yet.
Ashford. Ashford's in Kent.
That'll work.
Hastings is in Kent.
But Ashford's in Kent.
Marlow's in Kent.
Okie dokie.
I'll ring Close the Sky.
Okay, it rings and it rings and eventually.
I'm going to regret this one, but hey.
Hello.
Close the Sky's voice is broke. You're a woman.
No, Close the Sky's a man.
Close the Sky's a man. Who's the female get? No, Close the Sky's a female get.
Why aren't you ringing Spook of the Wild?
Because his phone rang out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Destiny, this one. Close the Sky?
Yes.
You don't sound much like her? Is this just DM can't be bothered to do a female accent?
I can't do a female accent.
That's fine. does it sound like Close the Sky?
Yes, it does. How can I help you?
It's
be quicker.
Pause blind snow.
Right.
I have a favour.
Ask.
Well, firstly, where's Speaker of the Wild?
Busy.
Too busy to answer a phone from the chosen pack leader? Shush.
She's in talks at the moment. He's in talks at the moment.
They
are in talks at the moment.
Talks about what? Oh, it doesn't concern me. I need to borrow a fairly high ranking. Oh, Theurge. I was going to say, I need to borrow a fairly high ranking Theo.
I need to borrow a high-ranking theurge. And yes, thank you for your concern, but rumours of my death have been greatly exaggerated.
Indeed. Why?
Care and dedication rights.
Now, we didn't discuss it with her, and I'd rather she not know. Knowing some things I know, I'd rather she not know.
Okay. Spirit.
It concerns. Management. Yeah. Concerns things to do with the spirits, and therefore I don't think it's any of your concern. Not meaning any offence, of course. Oh, great, close the sky.
It's an ecumenical matter.
Me and my luck. Ready?
You and your luck.
Yeah. I'm going to run out of it in a minute. It was a matter I was dealing with of the Wild.
Stop talking.
You told me to talk quicker. I'm now talking quicker.
Stop talking there.
I don't talk well.
I've noticed. I will put your request to them. They can make the decision. That's the best I can do.
When will I know?
Maybe in the next 8 or 9 hours.
Any possibility of it getting done quicker?
This is quicker.
No, this is slow. You know you can do it quicker. I've got a lot of things to try and sort out and not very much time. One of my problems apparently appears to be a rogue Gilead going nuts.
Really? Gilead? Isn't that a bird?
Yes, that too.
Gilead
going nuts.
Really?
Yes, don't worry about that one. That was my problem. Not yours.
Very well.
Therefore, it does not affect your pack. It does not affect your members. It affects my pack and therefore my problem.
I will try and get it done. 4 hours.
Thank you.
And that she hangs up. He hangs up.
She hangs up.
She hangs up.
She's a bitch.
Oh, excuse me.
Right, let's go around. Bogdan.
I am awaiting an email.
Okay.
And, actually, no. I'm going out for a drive.
Okay.
With some cameras and things.
You know where the garage is? Help yourself.
I am.
It's a garage pool now. It makes Jay Leno's look small.
Oh.
My garage makes Jay Leno's look small.
He is a TV show host in America. He is famed for collecting cars. Okay. He has lots of cars. He likes cars.
Okay.
He's a car man.
Yes.
Car man.
Oh, this is J-Lo.
He's also a bike man. I believe he owns a Y2K.
Just spill
or two. Any bike powered by a jet engine out of a helicopter, it's got to be fun.
Okay, so you're going for a drive, yeah?
Yep. To...
yes. Place.
Okay.
To prepare.
Okay.
Monitoring, etc.
Awesome. Mishka?
I'm going to start trying to research challengers in Guru Society outside of moots, etc.
Oh, you'll want to come to the library then?
Yes. This is going to hurt.
Okay.
I've got a book.
Leona?
Knowledge! Yes.
What are you going to be doing?
I've still got my pretty little necklace, haven't I?
Yep.
I'm going to play with that for a bit.
Is that a euphemism?
No.
You're going to play with your dangly balls?
Hopefully it doesn't transfer the feelings back, otherwise you're groping your mum.
No, not that necklace.
Oh, right.
My ball.
Oh, yeah, I've got one of them.
You haven't got a necklace, you've got a staff.
No, it's a necklace.
It's a staff.
Technically they're pendants, don't be awkward.
Pendant.
Staff?
It's a pendant of... It's a staff. On a pendant. It's a little staff. Not big staff. Little staff.
Pendant.
Theo?
Or box.
Hello. I'm obviously going to be working with Mishka.
I need Theo's help.
And we're going to do some research. I am also impatiently waiting Niall's answer, but knowing Niall, it is going to take the hours that he said.
Yeah.
But I'm impatient. wanted done yesterday. But I'm going to be researching with Mishka.
Okay.
Is there a hands-free kit in this car?
Yes.
I'm going to connect the demon phone to it.
Please don't.
Okay, so...
Which you can now bind yourself?
That's what you guys are up to.